Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with Eli Hoshotara on the News for the Soul Network. Eli is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. Eli tells it like it is. Welcome, Eli Hoshotara, back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. My name is Eli Hoshotara. I'll be your host for this hour here on News for the Soul Radio. So you can write into us at newsforthesoul.com and get your questions right on air. You can call in on days when the lines are open. Today we're going to do the mailbag, but there's a lot of great stuff there. You can come check me out. You can come see our other healers and other readers. There's a lot of really great stuff on the site. So for today, we're actually going to talk about loving your heart. Oh, my God. So awesome, right? And I don't normally talk about the subject because usually I address the pain and suffering sort of thing, but we're actually going to look at it from a different perspective today. Because, you know, and we've talked about this before, there's the spectrum of humanity, and there's, you know, what people call light and dark, or people who have amazing lives and people who are in pain, and the people that are in pain aren't necessarily dark. I really want to be clear about that, but they can often feel like they're in dark communities. They can often feel like they're suffering a lot. And whenever you're in a community where there's a lot of pain and suffering, you're going to end up suffering. And it sounds kind of strange because most people don't sort of look at it that way, that the reason that they're suffering is because other people have suffered too. Sometimes it sounds like a bit of a spiritual new age kind of thing. Woo! We're going to be on love and light and make excuses for everybody. And no, because when people don't know how to work things out and make their life better, it's not just because they've been abused in the past, although a lot of people in those positions kind of think that it is. It's not, because technically speaking, and please don't do this to anybody, please don't let anybody do this to you, but technically speaking, you know, anybody should be able to take a couple shots to the head and be okay. Like, you know, I mean, technically speaking, you should be able to get on with your life from that. not literal bang bang shots. just thought I'd clear that up. But like a couple punches to the head or something. And people should be able to get on with their lives. Now, when they don't, there's a lot of things that sort of happen. And as more information comes to the surface, on one hand, it's really good because there's a lot more compassion for people who've gone through a lot and their behaviors aren't the best. On the other hand, though, there's a lot of codependency that's coming out of it, and people are using it under the guise of love and light. And here's the problem with it, that codependency under the guise of you're doing the right thing is one of the reasons why, number one, people have gotten abused in the first place. It's not the sole reason. There's actually a lot of reasons why people get abused, but that is one of the contributing factors. And number two, it's also why people stay stuck. Now, if you've got somebody who's in one of those communities, it's like, hey, wait a minute. How dare you say that I'm in pain and suffering? And, you know, like, how dare you say, like, I don't deserve love, compassion? And I'm not saying that you don't deserve love and compassion. I really want to be clear about this. Question is, do you want to give it to other people that are abusing you? Because the people that are abusing you are going through the same thought processes. Because here's the thing about the thought processes when people are suffering and they're in a lot of pain. They go along the same lines. And so what happens is, because people don't realize this, or they're like, I would never do it like that person's doing it. One of the things that happens when there's a lot of pain and suffering is that people think, okay, you know, wait a minute. you know, I've gone through pain and suffering. I'm entitled. So when I have a bad mood, I shouldn't have to control it. You know, other people take their stuff out on me. I deserve to take it out on other people. Well, if you're surrounded by a bunch of other people doing it to you, then it doesn't look like it's so much fun. If you're the one on, you know, thinking you should be on the receiving end of all the love and admiration and everybody should see your heart and you shouldn't have to be responsible for things. That's what it normally looks like when people feel like they're entitled to abuse you, including when people take their shit out on you and then they act like they're the victim anytime you get upset or try to hold a boundary. That is actually one of the results of the thinking process. You know, I've been hurt. I should be able to take it out on other people. So, and as I've said before, this is one of the reasons why people get stuck, and even people who are doing it, these things themselves, don't like to be on the receiving end of other people's doing it to them. And I've addressed this in the past because here's another thing that tends to go on as thought processes a lot when people are suffering, which is, it's different when I do it. It's different when I do it. It's different when I'm this way. It's different if I yell or I scream or I guilt trip or I manipulate. It's different when I do it. How dare other people do that to me? It's different when I lie. How dare other people do it to me? And twisting it around to try to make it different just because you do it doesn't make it different than what everybody else is doing. And it's another thing that keeps people stuck, because if you accept those behavior patterns within yourself, unless you're a narcissist or a psychopath, you're going to end up accepting those things in other people. And so, you know, and it's not a fun part of it, but at least it means you have integrity. It's actually a good sign that you kind of accept it in other people, even if you do it to people yourself. For people that are doing it, because at least it shows integrity. The problem with it is then those people get stuck around other people who are lying to them, guilt tripping them, manipulating them, bashing them, playing the victim, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you're on the receiving end of those things, I don't care if the person does it or not, those things are absolutely fucking brutal to be on the receiving end of. And the only way out of it is, and there's a lot more patterns that go on in there, and I mean, I could go on and on for the next hour. I could go on and on for 10 hours on the subject. But the end result is everybody's got to knock off the unserving, unhealthy behaviors, and everybody's got to go to the serving behaviors, because that's the only thing that gets you out of it. Now, here's the kicker. When people are in those situations, they, generally speaking, to the degree that I just talked about, will find that a lot of the healthy serving behaviors don't necessarily work. Now, it doesn't mean that they never work. They do. It doesn't mean that they will work all the time, because they won't. And it doesn't mean they will work with every person. Because if you do those behaviors too much to somebody who's not used to them, they'll actually, and if they haven't had enough experience with them, they'll actually eye them with suspicion. And in those communities that I've just talked about, where there's so much hardship and grief and et cetera, it is very hard to put in a lot of healthy behaviors, because people will attack it because they're scared you're going to leave them if you're healthier. They'll attack it because they know that they're not at that level yet, and some don't want to admit anything if they're not at that level, so they'll attack it and make it wrong instead of doing it. So there can actually be the least amount in those communities of what people need the most in order to heal and move on. And it's a really interesting phenomenon, and the only way out of it is to get further ahead, is to do the self-development stuff and to do it anyways. And sometimes it can feel like, well, nobody around me does it, it's not how the world works. But it just means that somebody in that position has to get themselves up a few levels higher. And I've talked about that. because especially if somebody's in a community where people play a lot of games, you're going to have to go up a few levels to get out of that, to find people who, you know, are maybe on the tail end of playing games, which can still be detrimental. And then you're going to have to go up higher than that to get people who are free and clear of playing games. And that's not going to happen. If people use games on a regular basis, even if they promise they're not going to do it again, promising not to do it again, if they're doing it in a very large degree, really isn't going to be feasible, because it's a pattern that has to be broken. And people resort to those patterns, number one, because playing games is a defense against, well, quite frankly, playing games. and so what'll happen is, when people understand that, they tend to stay far away from people who are involved in those things, which is why people who are involved in those things feel like they can't get ahead. Now, can they get ahead? Yes. But it can be a lonely, solitary path climbing out of it, and there's a lot of attacking on the way out. I wish there wasn't, but there tends to be, and you can make progress. But some of the progress that you're going to be making with some people in a toxic community, they're not going to be able to hold it for that long. They're not going to be able to hold it for days. Some will not even be able to hold it for hours. Some will not even be able to hold it past 5 minutes because there's too much going on that they don't understand within the body. And even for people who haven't gotten the appropriate help from the appropriate modality, that can be a challenge to come out of it, even if they have done their self-development work for a long while and are stuck in that pattern. And if people aren't doing their self-development work, they have zero interest in it, you're pretty much not going to get anywhere, because there needs to be more insight. There needs to be more understanding of how the mind works. There needs to be trauma discharge. There needs to be toxin discharge in some cases. There needs to be things that can be put back online in the brain. And I know that sounds kind of scary, but these are normal. When the brain goes off, these are normal things that happen as a result that anybody would go through as a consequence of being through a hard or traumatic life. So even though people like to sort of like make it ooh crazy as a self-defense mechanism, that's actually not the case. And the reason people do that is because they want to keep themselves safe from it. They want to make it bad or wrong because it's really hard to admit that like anybody could be having those side effects as a result of extreme trauma. But these things will happen. You don't have control over them. You only have control over your actions. And some of those actions, people in that position will not be able to get to the next level unless they get the proper modality. And so these things are really important to keep in mind. and even within that, even people who are going through it, they're still going to need to protect themselves from other people who are having the same issues or similar issues that look different, but they don't realize what it is, or levels, or people who are at the same level, even if they don't think they're at the same level as the other person, they think they're doing better, or the other person's just a jerk no matter what. Everybody needs help and support to get to the next level, but you have to also do your work. And at the levels where people are not in that, they've got very joyful lives, everything's thriving, they understand that primarily they have to do their own work, but they'll ask for guidance to go find where to do the work, and then they'll do it from there. When there's a lot of pain and suffering, one of the things that can go around in those communities is, I shouldn't have to do my work. You know, the world owes me. I got abused. The world owes me, and it doesn't. And that, as I've said in past shows, is one of the hardest things for people to come to terms with, is that you still have to do your own work regardless of what has happened to you. And some people have such a hard time with that because, especially in communities where there's a lot of toxicity, where there's a lot of abuse, people can have a hard time with it because they feel like other people aren't doing the work. And it's not that people are never doing their work. It's just they'll do their work in some moments and then think they shouldn't have to do their work in other moments, or they think they'll deserve it. And people will vary in how much they think they deserve other people to do their work for them. And the more that people think they magically deserve other people to do their work, of course, the more you're going to have to stay away from them. And and the more that you're going to have to protect against them, and the more that, like, when you recognize a behavior pattern, until somebody's willing to come out of it, you kind of just got to stay away from them, depending on what's going on. Because for some people, they honestly think, they have boobies or they have a penis, and therefore they're magically entitled to help themselves, to your body, to your finances, whatever it is, and they shouldn't have to do any work, and you should magically wait on them hand and foot and think they're a god or a goddess while they sit around, screaming, kicking, crying. There's not a whole lot you can do with that until the person's ready to come out of it. and if that person is at that level, they're not going to come out of it without psychiatric help, without self-development help, without coaching. The cleansing, you're going to be looking at, like, the Borel Institute. All these different modalities are going to need to be put in there before somebody's really going to be able to make a difference. And I've seen people with these attitudes who have done a lot of self-development work. They're quote-unquote popular on the self-development scene. But behind the scenes, they still have very large amounts of these attributes because they're really not doing their work. And so when we've got this idea of love and light out there, what's happening is people have sort of, it's become kind of like George Orwell's 1984. For those of you who do not live in North America, it's a book about keeping down the strong and having to accommodate the weak, which, if you don't have the skill set, sounds kind of great. But what people don't tend to understand about that is it means also accommodating the people who never want to get off their butts to do anything. And that's when you start to get into, somebody doesn't want to go for their next certification, but people should pay them lots of money. They should get as much money as anybody else. They're not really doing their work. They're on the verge of getting fired, and they don't think they should get fired. They're being a troublemaker at the office. They think everybody should understand. Well, they're going to the office lashing out at everybody. And on top of that, they think they should be getting a raise, and if people don't do it, they're going to slash and burn people. You don't get out of that sort of thing just because somebody's kind to you. There has to be training. There has to be release of trauma in the body where that's applicable. There needs to be toxin release where that is applicable. And until those things are sorted out, that person's really not going to get anywhere. And it's on this plane, it is extraordinarily rewarding for people who want to do their work. The people that want to do their work are the ones who are going to get the best results. And I want to tell you, for years, because I grew up like this, like, feel sorry for the little person, you know, feel sorry for the people that can't, you know, do the work for themselves. And as I grew and I hit the self-development scene, I started finding out that's actually not true. People are actually a lot more capable of it. They may not be capable of everything at every single moment in time, because quite frankly, nobody is. But the more that we start getting into, you know, what the capability is and where the self-responsibility is, and we get people in touch with responsibility and capability, people can grow out of an extraordinarily large amount more than they ever thought was possible. But this plane rewards people who do their own work. So the people that are going to make it out of there the most are the people who are going to do their own work. The people who are going to have the best thriving lives are the ones who are going to do their own work honestly, responsibly, integrally, kindly, and when that happens, I've also seen, because I've tried to explain on the show tons of things. Like, I've gone around like every single bend I could possibly think of to try to have people understand, like, this is what the detriment is when you don't do it. And then I ended up coming to the realization a while ago that you actually, you've heard this idea, like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You also can't explain to somebody the intricacies of the benefits and the well-being of the benefits to somebody who's not doing their work, because this plane pretty much does not really reward people. I'm not saying that never happens. There are some people who are very successful business-wise and they put in their work that way, and they're absolutely horrible people because they haven't put their work into their own mental health, their own wellness, their own self-care, their own responsibility for self and actions, how they treat people. That needs to be there as well. But there's this sort of like blockage that stops people that if they do not do their own work, they're not going to be able to understand it if you explain it to them. People have to be at a certain level in order to be able to see and understand the benefits and to get the sort of like quote-unquote rewards that help them to do things more. And until that happens enough, there's this nice little blockage that says they're not going to get anywhere in certain areas. So, and it's not that they're never going to get anywhere in any area, but this is why you see very successful business people with really shitty relationships, or really successful business people with a lot of non-relationships, or they're on their 10th ex-spouse or whatever it is, because those kinds of rewards, like getting the amazing spouse and keeping them, comes through the self-development of the person and the personal responsibilities and personal behaviors, such as maturity, such as not using other people as an emotional or physical punching bag, these sorts of things. And those are the things that get people rewards in, you know, how their interactions go. So it's a really fascinating progress, and it's one that anybody can get to, but they only get to it by doing their work basically in enough different areas, including their self-development. And until that happens, it kind of like life will not work out in different areas. And so it's a really interesting process, because there's no other way to say it. People who don't do their work will just always be short-circuited in some area. They will not have the rewards. And the only way to get the rewards is to do the work. And when people are very stuck or they have a lot of problems, there's usually some area they think that they don't have to do their work in. And that's what causes it, because the only way that things come out is by doing the own work. So it's really interesting, and I'm glad I was able to share that with you, and I hope that inspires some people, and they're like, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to modality. I need to go to alpha coaching. I need to go to a therapist, whatever it is. You know, I think it's wonderful, and I like people that are honest and are actually going to do their work, and for those people, coaching is great. For people who honestly think that they shouldn't have to do their work, it's really good to be looking at somatic therapy, and again, it's the somatic part that you want. Because there can be other things that affect how the person reacts. It can affect the psyche. It can affect the soul. It can even affect how much they're able to do certain self-development practices when there are things going on from trauma that people have not resolved. And I've seen a lot of literature where people are worried that the therapist is going to go too deep, somatic therapist again, and I can't guarantee you this. People are going to have different ways that they're going to use a somatic therapy, but if you really want to go deep, then I'm your coach. If you really don't want somebody to go deep because you've been too traumatized in somatic therapy, they're more trained to listen to and not press. And the modality itself is not about like pressing somebody to the point of like making, you know, somebody face stuff, even though it's obviously not good for them. If you're looking for that, then I'm not your coach. I don't overpress people, but I do go very deep. but there's a different way that a person with somatic training will know how to work with the different side effects that trauma have in the body, and they can work that out so that you'll be able to go deeper in coaching, that you'll be able to do things like let your guard down easier and more safely, not because somebody's trying to pressure you into it, but just because that can be hard to do if you're having issues with the nervous system, getting those resolved. And I can't say this for sure. It depends on who you're dealing with. It depends on what else is going on in there. But it does have the possibility to make it easier to stay and actually deal with things. It does make it easier to not, you know, overly get upset or overly be reactive to people over things that, you know, maybe you're upset, but you're not quite that upset, but you end up oversnapping and you don't know why. That can be with hormones as well. Like a somatic therapist can help with that as well, if that's a problem that the somatic therapist deals with for the cause of why that's happening. There's a lot of really amazing stuff out there, and you can make huge, 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 huge leaps, provided you're willing to do the work and go to the appropriate person in the appropriate modality. So we're going to do mailbag today, and we have Shayla. Shayla. In Arizona, she wants to know why she's not attracting in a flow of abundance right now. So one moment here. Shayla in Arizona, one moment here. Okay, so sweetie, I'm seeing a lot of fear right off the bat. Hold on here. So, I mean, if you're running scared, it's really hard if you're nervous, and I'm not saying you don't have a right to be, but it's very hard to sort of like be in a flow if you're having to run scared. And, you know, sometimes you got a smile on your face and, you know, you think it's kind of enjoyable. And this is the thing. Sometimes people do get, they kind of like the drama. And, you know, I mean, first glances, you don't look like a highly dramatized person, although I'm getting a knot in my stomach of saying it. Because soon after I saw everything else, it's like, you can't quite say that. but basically, I mean, a very, very initial impressions. You look like a lovely woman. You don't look like somebody who's interested in a lot of drama, but then I see this and it's like, you're kind of lighting up. You look very girlish. You look very happy. You look very sweet. And there's this energy and it's like, kind of like just chopping off your head, and don't worry, I took it back. I'm just telling you what I saw in the reading, but I took the effects of that off. but it's your body. So I'm putting up a protection before I say that, before I say this, but your body kind of looks very lifeless, and you're allowing things that are very negative into you because you think they're fun in essence. So I reversed that, but just so we know, but even talking about it and reversing it, I mean, you still look like you've been through the ringer. And then, of course, there's the fear. Because here's the thing, when people like the drama, they'll think it's not a big deal to go into, and then look at all the side effects. And they're not, and when I see people doing that, I'm not saying this is happening with you, but when I usually see people with that pattern, what's happening is, they're not correlating the fact that they like, excuse me, in the drama, they're not correlating the fact that they like the drama in the first place with the fact that they're going through so much pain and suffering now. Usually when I see people in that, they're usually like blaming other people. And when I'm seeing you go into this, there's, oh, look, this is starting to make a lot more sense. There's where that large amount of fear is coming from. There's where that large, you know, amount of hardship is coming from. And so you've got like this sort of shiny coating that looks very beautiful. I mean, you're cute. You're a cutie pie. But it's like we've got this like nice shiny thing where you look like a very lovely woman. And then we got like the other side when we, you know, and it's not just like a top coating, but when we go deeper in, it's like, oh, there's all the stuff, and this is, okay, now this is the stuff that we're talking about. And so being in a flow of abundance, number one, drama's not going to get you abundance, sweetheart. Let's be abundantly clear about that. Abundance isn't, or drama does not get you abundance. It gets you hardship all of the time. And people often underestimate, like, how addicting drama is. Well, if you're thinking it's not going to be that good of a deal, or you're bored, you're addicted, or if you think you're bored and you decide to start something, you've got an addiction to drama. Just, or there's a possibility you've got an addiction to drama, just to be clear about that. and so, you know, on the one hand, I mean, you look like a very personable person, and they're telling me personable. You look like a very lovely woman. And, you know, as long as people are, you know, willing to just see the facade, they're going to want to be interested in dealing with you. If they get any sense of the deeper stuff, they know that there's something that they're going to have to be careful about, and that is all the drama and all the fear that's coming around with it. So you're not going to be able to attract the situations or the people that you need, because the ones that you need who are not going to be doing all this stuff to you aren't going to want to be around all the drama and all the stuff that you're doing for yourself. So you really got to give up the drama habit to be able to get yourself into the flow. And if you need help with that, you know, we've just talked about like somatic therapy. People often underestimate like what happens in the brain when there's an addiction to the positive or when there's an addiction to the negative. So whatever side that people are in, they'll be able to ride that line of thinking more. So if people are in the dramatic or thinking life is hard, thinking other people are jerks, whatever, and I'm getting you saying that you don't think people are jerks, which is great. but whatever the negatives are, if those are the strongest lines, it'll be harder to come out of them. And the more that you ride them, the more ingrained that those things are going to be. And it actually works with this in the brain. So it does take time to get rid of them. You are capable of it. I see you like trying to push them out now, which is beautiful. but you kind of like have to give it up and have to be calm. You know, allow the good stuff to come. And if that's too hard for you, then, you know, again, depending on what kind of too hard, you can come for coaching. If it puts somebody in a panic, then I would recommend somatic therapy. If they just get well down in stubbornness and they can't come out of the stubbornness, then I would recommend a somatic therapist. again, because there's things that can go on that, you know, people can get, even from broken arms or broken legs, medical traumas, car accidents, you name it, people can end up with reactions in the body that they cannot control. So I'm not saying that you're at that level. I'm not saying what level that you're at. I'm just saying that these are some different things to think about. And, you know, from what I am seeing, from some of the stuff that comes up, let's see. I think you'd get, okay, so from what I'm seeing somebody who's a somatic therapist would actually get a lot more results for you than coaching would in the moment. And I think you'd be surprised, like if you're running into this show, you know, you're into some stuff, I think you'd be very pleasantly surprised at how much easier it is to do some of the other stuff once you got that under sort of like resolved or have some of the side effects relieved of it. People often underestimate it, but it's like if you've got a broken leg, you know, and we have to stop making this stuff wrong because these are normal side effects that happen. It's just the way the body works. It's just the way the brain works. These are normal side effects that happen. And having them resolved or lessened is kind of like trying to go out and live your life on a broken leg when you're trying to deal with crutches. It is way easier if both your legs work. Just saying. And it's the same thing. We just have sort of like a negative connotation for it, unfortunately, something that are just normal bodily processes, it's like shaming. I mean, and there's a lot of shaming in North America over simple body processes. I mean, people still believe that they shouldn't be, women still believe that it's not good to poop, you know, when their man's at home. And I mean, you know, and they wonder why males are so self-entitled. Well, if you're running into a bunch of men who really honestly can't deal with the fact that you poop, just saying, teaching them that that's okay and that they don't have to be in even that much reality, not a good thing. So, you know, I mean, and it goes, that's a small thing, but it's got a great amount of impact. And it's the same thing for everything else. We shame the things that are just normal side effects that can't actually, quite frankly, just make life easier because it just means you're working as you should. So thank you so much for writing in and good luck with that. Let's see. So Sarah Amin, she wants to know about her spirit guides. I'm not the spirit guide person. You can go to our website, that's newsforthesoul.com, and you can find there people who do the spirit guides and all that stuff, and somebody will be able to help you with that. It's not really my area. So thank you so much, Sarah, for writing in. And let's see, we have Richard in Boston, and he wants to know what the best way is he could be using his energies to serve. One moment. During these turbulent times, there's several ways he could go, but he can't decide what to do. Okay, well, number one, Richard in Boston, sweetie pie. I love Richards. I think Richards are amazing. My brother's name is Richard. Just saying, got a little soft spot in my heart for the Richards. And here's the thing, Richards are well known if you're looking at numerology for being able to feel all the energies. And if you got somebody who's able to feel all the energies, number one, if you want the best way to be using your energy during this turbulent times, sweetheart, you got to stop throwing it out. Because, sweetie pie, even just reading, as soon as I go into your question, oh, my God, I get hit with the turmoil. I mean, massive amounts of turmoil. I had to stop for a minute. Okay, we have to start putting up the extra sort of shields here. Because there's a lot of stuff that you're swirling around and you may not even be realizing that, like, all the turbulence that you're finding, all the turmoil, you're kind of spinning it around for people, and you got to get that stuff under control. And this is true for every single person. If you know you're dealing with big energies, if you know you got a big capacity for dealing with big energies, you have to learn how to contain them and not stick them on to other people. This is really, really important because, Richard, you're going to be getting people, you're going to be throwing them into a topsy-turvy. And if you're not careful, that's going to be adding to, quote-unquote, the turbulent times. And it may be you sort of like taking these things out and like giving people the whirlwind. You got to be really careful with that stuff because that's going to, the last thing somebody needs is a mini tornado in the middle of the tornado, okay? and, you know, there's, when I see people who are doing the thing that you're doing, I see people that aren't very conscious of what it is that they're doing. But sweetheart, I mean, my stomach's just going in knots right now. So you really need to sort of like say, okay, what is this, you know, and I see you do have the capacity to put the nice little blanket around it and make it stop. So, and I appreciate that because my ears have stopped roaring with like all the wind and all the turbulence, which is really wonderful. And I really appreciate that. so that's the easiest way. So thank you for quieting things. Oh, hold on. Okay, so actually, Archangel Michael is saying he did it, and he's teaching you how to do it. So if you look at that, Archangel Michael can actually teach you how to do that. So thank you, Archangel Michael, because I thought that was Richard, but no, nope, Archangel Michael corrected that. so let's see. The best ways. One moment here. Okay, so first off, hi, boy. I don't like giving news like this. So, Richard, sweetie, first off, you're creating the turbulence, they're telling me. Things are actually a lot more calmer than you think, but you're actually creating the turbulence. Let's see. It's one of the things that can happen when people think that there's a lot that's going wrong. They can have a tendency to think that it's other people sort of creating it. But I mean, really, there's a lot of, I mean, unless you go online, some people are acting abusive. I know there's that thing that happened with, there was an attack, I think, on the White House. I read the article. I forget exactly what it was on. I mean, no disrespect, my memory's just not that good. But there was a large attack recently in the U.S. where people were trying to be like, you know, anti-Trumpers were storming something. Sorry, I forget what it was. I think it was, it might have been the White House again. No offense to anybody, my memory's just So while there are things that are doing it, there's actually quite a bit of peace and quiet because people are just kind of like staying in their houses, quite frankly. There's actually a lot more quietness on the streets. So, you know, there's a lot of drama, but there's always been drama. And some people are using it to heighten it. But, you know, if you're perceiving and all you're seeing is a drama and you're sort of reacting to it, you're going to create the drama. And you're very powerful, I will give you that, because you're able to actually create quite a large tornado of energy. And it's, I mean, a few, more than a few houses are kind of like flying on the block. There's a few houses. Oh, look, there's somebody's cow. Okay, wow. Somebody had a cow in the back area. Whoop, there goes the cow. And I mean, you're just really ripping things up. So, I mean, there's always a choice. I mean, it's very hard for people to sit with things when they feel like things are going wrong. I understand that. Again, the somatic stuff can be very beneficial. Sometimes people do that when they've gone through a lot and they don't realize that they're doing it to other people or that they may be the source of it, and it can be very hard to calm down. I'm seeing you don't like that idea too much. I'm getting things thrown at me, or John Michael's thankfully holding down the hatches. but, you know, like when people want to sort of like, you know, tear up and rip everything up, the side effect is, you know, they're living in the tornado. You can't create the tornado without being in the tornado. And unfortunately, you know, everybody's got to control their energy, especially to the largesse that I see with you and what's happening. You know, I wish I had something lovey-dovey to tell you to say about it, but the answer is pretty clear. I just thought it wasn't you not controlling it, but they're actually telling me that you're creating it. So, you know, there has to be, I mean, there is, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, that's pretty obvious, but, you know, and it seems like, well, the reaction to it, you know, sometimes when people aren't used to it, it's like, well, you know, there shouldn't be a calm reaction to it, but people are just kind of like going through, you know, what they're reacting to. And some of the reason why all this shutdown is happening is because more and more people have a harder time making life work. They don't have the family connections they have. They've got more choices. They stop speaking to their family. They don't have connections to family units. They don't have the skill sets that they used to from interacting with people. And so one of the side effects of that is you get a great big quote-unquote trauma that's happening right now, and people want it to be that way so that they can stop other people from having family connections so they don't feel quite so alone. And when all that stuff is happening, unfortunately, some people want the shutdown so that they don't have to face their own weaknesses. Oh, look, everybody's losing their job, so it's not their fault, or they don't stand out as much for not having made it work financially. Some people, if they've got a lot of chaos going on within, they like the chaos going on outside of them because it makes them feel calmer. It makes them feel like they're not, you know, the horrible dark person. And I'm not saying that they are, but the mind can sometimes think that. They stop feeling like they're the bad one because, look, everybody else is doing the same thing. So if you're reacting to that, you know, I mean, people are just getting the side effects of what it is that they're putting out. Some people are using this to take a break and get their businesses going online. I think that's absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's one of the best things that people could do. Other people are really getting people's business, trying to make them wrong. They're using it as an excuse to be dramatic, to lash out, to let all their hatred go. You know, that's a choice too, when they're getting the side effect of that too. And if you're getting in all that, well, I mean, it's up to you, but it's just people doing their own drama. It's just people doing their own projections. It's just people trying to change the world with it so they don't feel so out of place. And, you know, creating more drama out of that you know, they're saying that there shouldn't be this divide, but there is a divide happening right now. And whether that can be stopped, I don't know. Whether it's beneficial to be stopped, I don't know. You know, people like to make things wrong, and we need unity. And, you know, there is definitely something there about helping people save themselves, but a lot of people that, quote unquote, can't be saved, it's because they think they shouldn't have to save themselves. They don't think they have to do the work. And there's side effects to that, and you can't sacrifice most of humanity because some people don't want to do their work. you know, and getting in there and causing turmoil and waking them up. Well, part of the reason that they're doing that is because they felt a bunch of turmoil and they think this is about self-defense mechanism or sniffle, sniffle, sniffle. Other people are mean. Look at Richard's turmoil. How dare he do that? Sniffle, sniffle, sniffle. Therefore, they shouldn't have to cooperate and they should just lay in bed and everybody should wait on them hand and foot and bring them breakfast in bed and tell them they're a god or goddess and rub their feet and, you know, and give them whatever they want, bring them presents while they yell at them, you know. And all you're doing, if you're in that space of creating the tornado, all you're really doing is helping give them an excuse to basically shut down more or be more irresponsible, because the people that are going to be responsible are going to do it anyways, and the people that aren't won't. And the people that really aren't are going to use any excuse in the world to try to get out of being responsible. so, you know, the best thing you can do, quite frankly, is work your own stuff out and stop trying to change other people. Actually do the things that you need to be doing, and the people that are, and it'll give a break to the people that need the break or don't want to be involved in the tornado. The people that want all the drama will be pissed off because they'll want the drama, and they'll start acting out more and more and more sometimes, and that's your signpost that you're not going to be able to be involved with them without being pressured into all the drama. But then you got to be willing to give up the drama yourself. And you know, that really is, I know it sounds, when people have like the tornado going on, or if they have a lot of drama, if a lot of anger, if they have a lot of hatred, this sounds sort of like this new agey flaky type thing, like, oh my God, just do your own work and the world will work magically. But I really want to be clear. It's not some fluffy blow smoke up somebody's nostrils, you know, to get them high or whatever, so they're magically delightful. It's not about that at all. You know, the good people are saying that because that's actually how it works. it just is. There's just, and I said this in the beginning of the show, the people that do their work get the benefits. The hardest part about being on this plane is having people understand that they have to do their work and that the positive stuff works. And if they don't understand that, they're going to go through tremendous pain. They're going to go through tremendous suffering. They're going to go through, they don't think they should have to. They're going to go on the war path. They're going to create tornadoes, trying to make other people, you know, behave. And it doesn't work. The only thing that works is you do your work. You develop the things that you need to do for the positive energies. And the people that are willing to learn will learn. The people that aren't willing to learn will create more drama to the point where they're sick and tired of everything, and either they'll create so much drama that they'll be shunned for a while until they're willing to get their acting gear, or they'll actually start getting their acting gear. They'll hit bottom, and then they'll be willing to work, and then they'll be willing to do the work, at least to some degree. If they find the right people, then they'll be willing to do it more. But the drama doesn't really do that. You know, and I mean, I'm a little firecracker personally. you know, I'm very definitely Sprite-filled. And no, I don't drink the pop, but yeah, very, I mean, you could take it as a pop. I'm very spicy. So look, there's Helen Sugar. Boing, 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 boing. I mean, I got a lot of fire in me. Like, let's be really clear. Don't let the voice fool you. But even then, it's like I still have a lot of peace. And it's that, you know, I still have a lot of joy. I still have a lot of happiness. But it's that joy and the happiness that gets me the results. It's not doing the trying to make people understand. I actually put on my Facebook recently, you're not here to awaken all the sheep, Paul. You're here to awaken the lions. And it's like, yeah, baby, because those are the ones that are going to get things done. And you can't help the people that aren't willing to help themselves, quite frankly. It doesn't work. The only thing you can do is help the people that are willing to help themselves. And you do that by being the best example. And then those that want it will either ask you for your advice or they'll start to do it themselves, because you're not rating me because, you know, I'm sitting there telling you, you know, all, not all the time, you know, about the horrible things that humanity does. And I do sometimes because, you know, I mean, I am dealing with people who are in that area. But in my daily life, I actually have a lot of joy. I'm actually happy a lot of the time because there's a lot of really cool things. But you only get there by doing the really cool things. That's why people are writing in. It's because they want something from me. And sometimes people don't even understand what they want from me, but what they're really wanting, whether people realize it or not, is the fact that I've done my work. That's what people want. That's what people, generally speaking, do not understand, as all you really want from anybody really is you want somebody to do their work. That's why you want rich people. Why do you want rich people? Because rich people have done their work and they're financially successful, so they have the resources. Why do you want the resources? Because if you do the resources, sometimes it gets you just like fun benefits, like laying on a beach, sure. But if they have the resources, then they can help you get ahead so you can do more of your work. It all boils down to actions on this plane. It's really amazing. And some people are like, just be, not do. Well, being is still doing. It's not doing in terms of like, you know, you think you have to go out there and strive, 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 strive. But some people try to make striving wrong. Striving is not wrong. It really depends on how you use it. Because striving really is, I'm going to make myself better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish it. And you're going to make things turn out so much better. I meet so many amazing people who are rich, who have a lot of financial success. A lot of my main spiritual teachers have, my main spiritual teacher, he actually, the other one that I followed the most, I've read like almost every single thing, well, all of his books, some of his articles, but they've both been entrepreneurs and they've been very successful. And because there's something about doing your finances, which people don't tend to like, especially if they're not, don't have money, there's something very rewarding spiritually about getting your financials figured out. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, you want the person with a clean house. Why? They put the action into cleaning their house. And this goes for everything, every single area of life. You want somebody who's a good cook as opposed to a bad cook, and somebody who's a good cook because they put their time and energy and action into becoming a good cook. And so, like, really, you know, you do that, you know, then things are going to go a lot better. I see people being drawn to you. Absolutely. I see a very lovely woman just making an absolute freaking beeline to you, so much so she's like kind of crashing you down, jumping on you all excited. I mean, I think that's pretty cool. But you don't get that by creating the tornado. If you get the tornado, then I see the same woman. She's kind of like, and she's like, not going to have anything to do with you. You knock off the tornado. And I mean, like, so I don't know if you're looking for a soulmate or just a new friend or what's happening, but you got somebody who's really eager to see you and very, very happy to have you in her life, but not while you're doing the tornado. So good luck with that, and thank you for writing in. we've got time for one more here. Aww. Okay, so we're going to do Blaine in the UK. Hold on, sorry. Blair in the UK. Sorry, hold on. Blair in the UK. Okay, there we go. And he's feeling really overwhelmed by the amount of changes happening in life and wondering if I see things settling down anytime soon. So one moment here. One moment here. Oh, it's Sweetie Pie. Okay. Okay. In this case, I'm not going to give you a timeline because there are definitely some changes that need to be made, and I don't like giving timelines because then people kind of stick themselves to them. And for some people, it's really hard not to stick themselves to the timeline. But basically, I'm definitely not seeing that something, this is going to be something that's going to be blowing over in the next couple of weeks. I'm not going to say how long I'm getting it's going on for. Because again, I don't want you to sort of like stick yourself to something that doesn't have to happen a certain way. But there's definitely some things that need to happen. And, you know, it's like you're feeling overwhelmed by the amount of changes, which is actually kind of funny because there's some changes that do need to be made. So let's see how we can get you to have a better handle on it so it doesn't have to play out for long. So one moment here. One moment here. Okay, so first off, you're obviously really in need of a good, healthy community. I'm really seeing that you're very insistent on sitting up here with me to go and do the reading, which normally I don't allow. But quite frankly, you are one very insistent person, I have to tell you. And it's sort of like helping to calm your system down. So I'm allowing normally, I would say like, okay, no, that's not something that's going to be happening. But because you're so insistent and I am seeing things calm down, then that's okay. I'm going to allow that to happen. So, you know, like a good steady community, I mean, it's, hold on here just a minute. Okay, so I am seeing the good steady community, but you need to hold on to sort of like what's your energy and not other people's. And you also need to sort of like keep things in balance. One of the things that throws people out of balance, Stuart Wilde actually calls leaning. When you have this sort of like expectation that other people can or should make you happy, it can create this sort of leaning energy, and you're actually sort of leaning a lot more than you think. And while I understand that you need some support, I'm zero denying that. There's a difference between receiving support from somebody and leaning. So, you know, it obviously it's kind of hard to say like, hey, get into that. But there's actually a lot of really great groups out there that are online because people are needing support. I would really suggest that you do that because the community is going to be sort of beneficial for you. There's also a lot of self-development people. I don't have a group on Facebook yet, but there's a lot of self-development people who actually are putting groups on Facebook for people to join. Again, some are better than other. I'm saying that's not going to be a fond point for you. But of course, some are going to be better than others. But it is something that's going to be really worthwhile for you because you definitely need that, even though I'm seeing you're kind of like, oof, on dealing with some of the people that you would rather not deal with. But it's still something that your soul needs. It is still something that helps calm you down. So it is still something that, you know, really needs to be happening. So I would really suggest that as a first point. We're coming up to the top of the hour here, so I'm afraid I'm really not going to be able to do a lot more. But basically, you know, support is good, supportive groups, and those sorts of things, coaching, you know, might be an idea for you, but you're definitely going to need some outside help and connection with you for people that you admire is really going to be beneficial for you at this point in time. So thank you so much, everybody, for writing in for your questions. My name is Elho Shotar. You can find me here on newsforthesoul.com every single week. You can find our number on here. You can call into future shows. Thank you so much, everybody. I love you. And again, I'm here every single week. You can find me on my site, which is www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. And you can go there, you can find me, you can book your appointment. I'm an intuitive reader. I do coaching. The coaching, you really want to come in for the coaching, and the first one's free, so you can come take it. Come take it for a test run. I love you all. Talk to you soon, 3 p.m. every single week, PST, New York and Chicago. That's your rush hour. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.